Chapter 3. Jacob blinked and squinted against the assault of sunshine. He lifted his arm to protect his eyes while around him the house disintegrated. Brittle glass blew out of the old single-hung windows. Lath and plaster from the walls blasted into a dry, choking dust. Rock-wool insulation dropped from the jutting ruptures in the ceiling. The front of the small SUV slammed down hard onto the hardwood floor, ate the old TV, the decrepit wooden stand, and the low coffee table. With the roar of a revved-up engine, at last death had come for him. About damn time. He sat unmoving, waiting to be obliterated. Then snap, boom! The left front tire from the small SUV broke through the hardwood floor. With a screech, the vehicle stopped abruptly, 3 feet from his knees. He said the first unrehearsed words he had said in 3 months. Oh, come on. The car couldn't have driven another 6 feet and flattened him. The house creaked and moaned, distressed by the violence. The engine idled and died. A hush fell over the surreal wreckage of his home. The car sat tilted forward and to the side, with the left side of the bumper resting on the old braided rug. A white-painted, splintered rail from the front porch pierced the hood. Wood shards and dust covered the windshield, but the glass was miraculously unbroken. A white airbag filled the driver's side of the car. Slowly, it deflated, revealing a wide-eyed young woman in her 20s. She stared at him in horror and disbelief. He stared back. She had black hair tucked into a messy bun and startled blue eyes. Her skin was the color of parchment. Blood trickled from her lower lip. She groped around and opened her door. The edge slammed into the splintered remains of the hardwood floor, leaving a gap of only inches. She looked puzzled, started the car again. The motor gasped. Then, because she was damn lucky, it turned over. She rolled down the window. Coolant and oil blew past that porch rail like blood from a perforated artery. The motor died. She watched until the gusher dwindled, then crawled out. She was short, he realized, and thin. Too thin. Was he wrong in his assessment of her age? Was she a skinny adolescent?